this door always marks the end of a run. There are markets down here, where entities will exchange any currency for equipment or spells only usable in this world, these dungeons. An entire year's salary will often not be enough to buy a single spell. Fair, since those spells are then a part of you. Much of what you know about this world was learned by interrogating its denizens. That's also why they avoid you now. You learned about the existence of other dungeons, the best treasure spots. The creatures might respawn in their original positions on each floor, but they remember you. The system remembers. You need the contents of this room. The highest value treasure, and so the one you carry the shortest distance from this chest to the surface. There's a long corridor, icy with a fog that comes from nowhere. It is actually a numbing spell, and you know you mustn't tarry in it. You feel the edge of your senses being pulled in. Your character sheet lists a fortitude capacity that could keep it at bay for days, but physical traps are slightly effective even through it. So set in the broad cobbles of a 10-foot-wide wall at the end of a corridor is a door. Oak with iron bands. It would be trivial to break it down, but you do not. Instead, you take the time to open your mental inventory and locate the right spell. Despite the pressing cold of the corridor, its fatiguing, chilling, tiring mist, this remains a relaxing procedure. You locate the spell, and then speak one word which sets the mostly cast chunk of magic free from your memory. You placed it there this morning, part of the preparations you now make before every dungeon run in the ever-changing yet familiar corridors. You rap once on the wood of the door, feeling its reassuring firmness. A whirring of clockwork begins, just for a fraction of a second before the knock spell arrives and disarms the trap that was spinning up to slice you. It would barely hurt you, usually, but critical hits do happen. This trap is why you take your time, instead of smashing down the door as you do so many others. The spell slides back the bolt on the other side, and you are free to enter. This room and this chest are what you always save for last. And there it is, a banded coffer worn with age. Simulated age, but still impressive to look at. The entropic mists end at the doorway, so stepping into the room produces a warming effect. These predictable runs are comfortable, and as this shall be the last one for a while, the last one you'll need before buying some equipment to confront the new dungeon you heard about across town, you took your time. Slow, steady, the pleasant burn of well-earned exercise just kissing your muscles. You shut the now unlocked door behind you. It creaks when it opens, so it'll warn you thus if any autonomous, foolish, or brave creature tries to ambush you. You look across the room at the only thing in this fixed treasure room, the only thing that is ever there, the chest. Inside this unassuming box is a ring and a crest. They're for a different noble family each time. Interestingly, they always belong to some real family back in your world, a family which is offered a reward for their return, and is strangely willing to accept the return of their long-lost heirlooms safe and sound. Fencing them gets you almost nothing. They are the most attractive thing in here, adding enough of a chunk to your purse to increase the run's profit margin, but not enough to make doing this trip solely for the heirlooms worthwhile. You step to the chest and lean down to flip up the lid. It doesn't budge. Well, that's strange. You grip harder and tug. Your statistics. You glance at the internal sheet drawn in lines inside your brain, a pure mental image, but also an accurate visualization of your capabilities in this world. Yes, you should have enough strength to throw this chest, to shatter it even, but that might risk the loot inside. The dungeon never changes, but this chest won't open for you. You try to lift. It's stuck to the floor. And your strength statistic is not high enough to lift the whole dungeon. Well, that makes sense. You pull your hand back, preparing to get the lockpicking tools out with a sigh. You don't want to waste your other knock spell here. That's for emergencies. Your hand is stuck. It refuses to budge off the chest. Interesting. Stuck fast. You tug, tug, tug with all your might. The chest is still there, obstinately in place, and your hand is stuck by some strange substance. An opened chest disappears, leaving the loot for you to grab. So maybe it is time for that knock spell. You say the final word of it, feel energy flow into your other hand. Here goes. You have to rap on the chest, so you choose the least sticky-looking part, and knock. There is no click. And now your knuckles are stuck to the chest, too. You feel very exposed, and very silly. You might have to use your go-home spell and just appear in town without your loot. Embarrassingly, without your clothes, either. Then the chest actually does open up a bit. Whew, okay. It was just delayed. You pull the top of the creaking box upward. It opens only an inch. And once more, you are back to a situation where no matter how much you tug with your hands, it stays open only that much. You're going to have to use some kind of spell, you guess. Then,